you're not supposed to go.
Bust.
Okay. You ever heard another expression for that?
Oh, I just said that myself.
Annie
goggling. I've heard that word.
Okay.
What's the word you're thinking about?
Catty-cornered or
catty? Catty-cornered, yes, I've heard that.
Does that mean the same thing?
I guess it does. But I don't use those expressions, but probably it means the same thing.
Okay.
Catty-cornered. Oh, boy.
Before they had buses.
We had streetcars.
Okay. And you might tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I want.
I want to stop.
Or where I want.
To get off.
Okay.
Or to get out of the bus. And you want to get off. And you call it getting off of a streetcar, and you call it getting out of a bus.
Okay. Here in Lawrence County, Lawrenceburg is the
county seat.
Okay. And the police in town are supposed to maintain
order.
Okay. Or some a politician that wants the police to get tougher says that he's for
another man.
Yeah. Or he's for what?
Law and order.
Okay. And the fight in this country between the North and the South.
Define?
The fight.
Oh, the fight. That war? Civil War?
Uh-huh. Are there any other names for that?
Well, it's the Union and the Confederacy.
Uh-huh. But for the war? Do you call it the Civil War? Or?
Yeah, the Civil War.
Okay.
Civil War or the war between the North and the South or the Union and Confederacy, whichever one you want to call it, it's all the same.
Okay.
My grandfather was in he was a Confederate. And he was in 4 years of war, and he was wounded in the second battle of Corinth, and in the hip with a mini ball, and he cut it out, and I have that mini ball now, and he and several other people were caught on that second day that he was wounded. And that's why he was caught, I guess, and they were taken to Rock Island Prison, and they starved them. Almost starved, and some of them did starve to death. And they would catch every old dog that came along and cook them and eat them and just try to keep alive.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather and a few others got away somehow. I don't know how they got out, but they got away and got right back with the Confederate Army. And when the war was over, he was so far away from home. And his shoes were ragged, and his clothes were ragged, and the Confederate money wasn't any account at all. And so he hired somebody to work until he could buy him some shoes and clothes. And he came home. I don't know how long he worked, but eventually he walked home. And that's the first time my mother ever saw him. I told you about that, I think.
Yeah, you told me.
See, he was home 30 days because he had hiccups.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
First time she had ever seen her dad. No, those Confederate soldiers in Rock Island Prison, they were, some of them just didn't have enough food. They just died from starvation. Now, that's man's inhumanity to man, isn't it? Getting out in war and shooting them is one thing, but starving them is more inhuman, I think.
Yeah.
They're in their power, and they should feed them.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.